Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. So I am running super late today. I needed to have a shower, so yeah, that's kind of what made me late. And my wife slept in a little bit, which didn't make things any easier, but hey, that's just the way things go. She was a little tired from her birth that she had the other night. But yeah. Last night I played some VR. I DJ'd for a little bit, and we watched a couple episodes of 13 Reasons Why. That series is kind of coming to an end, and I'm curious to see if this thing will have a third season. My gut says that it will, just due to how popular it is, but I don't know if they can extend it for another season. Obviously, I don't want to give any spoilers here, but I'm just curious how they will extend it. There's one kind of possible outcome where I think maybe the character that should be guilty may not end up going to jail. And I think maybe the third season might be kind of get this guy to go to jail, but that'll make sense if you've watched the show. Obviously, if you haven't, then that will be completely useless to you. VR. I played some Superhot. I've downloaded Batman the Arkham PlayStation thing. I haven't tried it yet. I thought I might save that for a second player press start episode, which we're recording today, and maybe that might be one of the games that I try out, and we'll give our feedback as kind of our first VR thingamajig. Yeah, but playing Superhot while it's a little warm outside is, it gets pretty sweaty under that face mask. I played for maybe about half an hour, and I had to take it off just because my face was sweating, and it's not very comfortable when you're sweating with VR on. I DJ'd a little mix for my other podcast, DJ Mita Radio, and it's interesting because I've been kind of DJing every week. I'm noticing my mixes are just a lot better than they used to be when I would mix kind of every other week. And even though I'm only DJing for about 30, 40 minutes, just having that weekly practice has been really good. And it's been content that I can push to my website at djmita.com. Today, I just wanted to briefly talk about the concept of political correctness, which was kind of sparked by ABC canceling Roseanne's show after she posts some kind of pretty racist tweets comparing one African-American member of government to something about, like, Planet of the Apes. And it's funny, the outcry of the right-winged people saying, well, you're censoring speech and she should be allowed to say whatever she wants. But yet again, it's those same people that will complain that someone's kneeling during a football game as a protest. It's like, you don't have the same rules apply to that guy, but because it's one of your own, you'll rush to defend. And I honestly don't mind the idea of political correctness. I think I am for free speech, but just don't be a douchebag. And I think the term political correctness has just become so tainted. But really, I think we as a society need to kind of define rules of what's wrong and right to say. And I'm a pretty nice spirited person, and if I said something that offended someone or hurt someone, I would want to know about it, and I would probably adjust my behavior accordingly, because I wouldn't want someone saying bad things about me. I just believe in being nice to people, and this whole notion of it's freedom of speech. Yes, there is some freedom of speech, but you got to be accountable to what you said. And I think if society as a whole has a problem with it, there needs to be consequences for what you say. And I'm happy that ABC pulled her show, because you can't, if you don't support what she's saying, then why give her a platform to make money and continue saying what she's saying? That's just kind of how I feel about it. I think in today's day and age, there should be no reason why we're racist towards other people, even if it's just a joke. There is some truth behind humor, and that's just scary. I don't know. Just be nice to each other, guys. Yeah, that's my little rant for today. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.